What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the podcast that is going one step beyond.
Wow. What an intro.
Well, my name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy Adiblit, how are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear. What the hell was that, Terry?
Well, that was a little reference to the fact that we're covering ska music this week, and of course, that was the ineffable madness.
Yeah.
My rendition of it. They didn't make the list, though. I'll cross that off straight away.
I was very pleasantly surprised. This felt like, now we'll talk about it at the end. We'll get through our, you know, what we need to talk about. And then we're going to... Terry sent me 6 ska tracks.
The last one was just a little... we don't have to talk about that. That was a little present. That was a little present for you, my friend.
And I was listening to it, and I'm like, wow, this is like the sort of list I would normally send to Terry. You know what I mean? I was like, this is feels quite surreal.
Here's the difference.
To think of you bopping along to it.
Yeah, here's the difference.
Yeah.
None of your stuff.
No whiny.
No horns.
You know, that's your problem. Yeah.
That's your problem right there. There's no horns on yours.
Ska is like... pop punk's buff cousin. You know, that's the best
no,
I can describe
it's
it.
Pop punk's party going cousin. He's the guy with the Hawaiian shirt and a keg of beer.
Da 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 da. Anyway, but plenty to talk about on
yes.
that. How have you been, Terry?
I've been okay. Andy, how about you?
Just okay, not great.
Yeah,
I've been well. I completed watching Mobland. I just want to very quickly talk about it.
You know what?
And I haven't seen...
I've watched a bit of it. I was up with my folks when I went to see 28 Years Later.
Oh, yeah?
And I caught an episode of Up There.
Mm-hmm.
Found it hard.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. What, do you know what episode it was, out of interest?
3?
Here's my problem with it, Slick.
Mm-hmm. How many episodes are there?
Like 9 or 10, something like that. And... I mean, the first one, I fucking loved it. Liked the second one. I liked the third as well. And as it's gone on, I have to admit, it's like, it's gotten a bit silly.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, a little bit like, oh, seriously? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, they're doing this? Or, you know what I mean? It was, whereas the first couple of episodes, maybe, I think Guy Ritchie maybe did the first one or something.
Definitely directed the first one.
But there's a noticeable tone shift from like the last episode compared to the first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's almost like is this a comedy? Is it like slapsticky? Is it?
How did we end up here? The Helen Mirren accent, and you know me, I fucking love Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, did I find that hard going.
It is at the start. You kind of just go with it. You know what I mean?
Why doesn't anybody who cast Pierce Brosnan?
Like, no, what are you doing, Pierce?
Just let him do his Irish accent.
He is Irish.
Yeah, just let him, instead of his toy.
He said he was going for like a...
Not Northern, I hope.
No,
not.
What's your man's name? Healy...
Healy Ray?
Yeah.
He's not even close to that. Like.
So I don't think it was necessary. I don't think it was necessary.
Just let him be Pierce. Like.
It takes away a lot of, you know... And he does some intimidating things in it. And I'm like, you know... It's like, am I making myself perfectly clear? You know, like, and it's kind of like it just loses a little bit of gravitas when you know that he's got gravitas out the ass.
Just let him be.
And so does Helen Mirren. But
she didn't need to be Irish. She could have been his English wife.
To be honest,
I don't know if there's a big nationalism thing, but they're living in England.
Not really.
Like, you know?
It's kind of irrelevant to the plot. Maybe the name Harrigan is like a bit more Irish, but. Yeah, by and large. Like,
well, you know what? Fair play to you for completing it.
I'm happy to complete it. Yeah. And I would probably... I'd still, like... By the end, by the last, like, 3-4 episodes, I had Kerry, like, it's like, we're watching...
She's on board?
Yeah.
She's like, we're watching... days.
So I'm like, great, you know? But it did get a little bit, like... But I'll tell you one thing. It's very watchable. And I'd still happily watch season 2.
Hmm.
Now that I'm kind of... It's not...
Not...
It's not how it started, you know what I mean? I thought it was going to be super gritty, dark, serious, and it's a little bit. There's a little bit of Levity? Is that the right word?
That's okay. Like, if you think of The Sopranos, that was the best at it. You know what I mean? Like, so it's really funny, but like also, holy fuck. Like,
yeah. You know. But, you know, I would still recommend.
I see Squid Game is back. Season 3. Did you watch season 2?
No, I didn't.
Season 2 is...
You said it was good.
Very good.
Season 3 apparently shit.
Haven't watched it yet. It dropped there, you know, the other day. I've been doing other stuff. I've been catching up on season 4 of The Bear.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean...
What's The Bear up to?
30-minute drama episodes are pretty fucking, you know, rare these days.
It is rare.
And it's a dramedy. You know, it's been in the comedy... categories in the Emmys and won all the, even though it's not really a comedy, you know, it's like, well, why don't you let an act, look, everybody loves Raymond used to be in the comedy categories in the Emmys, you know, there's nothing like
that's, that had a funny joke in episode 3
comedy rubber stamp
lock it in.
So I'm, you know, I would, if you are looking for something, if you like the first one, right,
The Bear,
Squid Game,
yeah.
I would
I loved it, actually.
I recommend two. They do a great job of, like, it's because it's all new characters, you know, after the first one. They do a great job of getting you on board with, or making you feel, you know what I mean? Like, don't like that guy. He's a bit of a fucking prick.
Yeah.
Well, that guy has a bit of a redemption act. Like, there's a trans character in it, and they make you feel such empathy for them. Like, it's just, I was like, they do, like, because I was like, oh, we're back in the game again. And
you idiots.
And but then I was like, you know what? They do a few tweaks to the game and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it becomes a kind of more of a village, you know.
Right.
It's like, because the big tweak in season 2 in the game is like, if everybody, you know, if the majority votes to stop, you all get your money, whatever's in the kitty, and you can go free. So, like, after the first game, when they realize everybody's dying or whatever, they're like, oh, well, you have the option to go free. All you have to do is majority rules. And, like, people are such capitalist pigs that they're like, no, I need the money.
It's like, almost a wider narrative on society itself.
Well, you know.
You know what I mean? In a subtle way.
Yeah. Nothing subtle about it. But
I heard season 3 is not as good.
I don't know. It's only 6 episodes.
I mean, that's according to Twitter. Like, you know. Nothing's good there.
So I'm gonna get on it. I think that's my next TV.
What's
watch.
That on?
Netflix. Yeah, it's just there.
I should really just watch it.
I mean, I would recommend. Did Kerry like the first season?
Yeah, we loved it. I don't know what our problem is, to be honest.
Go for. You should try 2 and like.
Yeah.
The end of the first episode in 2. I was like, holy shit! Like, I thought it was fucking incredible. Mm. And then you kind of.
Okay.
You get started. You know, on the rest of it. And, you know, it's...
Really all it takes... It's like, you know, watching... Committing to a series, I think, should really... You should come at it with the narrative of, like... Or with the mindset of, you know... Like, if you say, I'm going to clean the house, you're like, right, but I'm just going to clear the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, before you know it, you're up, you're moving, I'll tackle that. I'll do the dishes, I'll, whatever.
You got the headphones on?
Yeah. You're laughing. So, I think if I go in at, and I'm like, I'm just going to check it out. Because that's what I always say to Kerry whenever we're not sure. I'm like... We'll just give it the 5-minute college try.
Give it the episode.
See if it fits the vibe. No, we don't have the episode. It's like 5 minutes, but we'll know if it's bed. If it's for bedtime viewing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this could be bedtime viewing. I think.
Yeah, I think it would be. Yeah. But that's the general test. I'm like, that's not a bedtime vibe, you know. And it can be violent. It doesn't have to be all, you know.
Yeah.
Cushy. One thing. Speaking of bedtime, that I've been watching. You are enjoying the Paramount Plus membership, of course.
Yes, of course.
Did you check out any of the South Parks on it? Any of the specials or anything
like
that?
I have, like, maybe 2 left to watch of the specials. So I was watching the Streaming Wars and post-COVID, like, illegally, like, because when they changed over to Paramount Plus. After Streaming Wars Part 1, I kind of dropped off.
Yeah.
So I watched Streaming Wars Part 2 and then... What was it?
The Cred? Obesity?
Haven't watched...
The Cred's very good.
The Cred one yet.
And the Obesity one's quite good. End of Obesity.
Yeah.
Cartman goes on Ozempic or something like that.
The other one, Pandaverse, I watched as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which was...
I have to say, like, it's... I was watching them recently, because we've gone all the way back now. I was saying to Kerry, like, we want to just start again.
Season 1?
Because we just, it's throwaway. No. God,
Chef?
No. Hell no. Yeah. I'm not going back.
Hello there, children.
I will never.
Hey, Chef.
The Cartman's voice, like, again. You know, like, proper.
Like,
fuck, lads.
I love cheesy puffs. I mean,
unwatchable. I mean, you have to admit.
No, I love it, man.
Unwatchable.
I had my season 3 box set, which was fucking class.
I will never go back.
So, how far back do you go?
I went back to about season 7.
7's my favorite season of it ever.
Because I think we had.
And mirrors up my ass, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I remember then, it's like, oh, we had season 8 and season 12 on DVD. I remember that. And you had 7, I think.
And 7, I had 6. I had, like, 9, I had 10.
It's just great TV. Yeah. I have to give it to them. And do you know what really annoys me? Is that, like, whenever I see these polls, like, one has to go. And it's like South Park, Family Guy, American Dad, or Simpsons, or something like that. And everyone's like, you know. South Park obviously is the one to go.
Clearly it's Family
Guy. And everyone agrees. And I'm like I never hear anyone like, South Park is like so ahead of so many shows. And I really feel like it doesn't get. It's like, oh, it was popular in the late 90s because it was out in your face.
Popular up to about 8 years ago. I think it's just.
They're just still ticking away with it. Like,
and I think it's just gone. It's like The Simpsons, though. It's just gone from the zeitgeist, really.
It's out of the zeitgeist, really. Yeah. But I don't think it's nowhere near a drop-off like The Simpsons. No. It's still very... That's what I'm so impressed with. Even from season 7 to even to now, like, I watch... It wouldn't be evident for me sticking on. And you wouldn't say that about a lot of shows for, like, 15 seasons worth. But, like, I can't tell you what season this is until you get into it.
I think they kind of lost their way a little bit when they were doing... The narrative seasons.
The big arc. Like and the troll Shatipa stuff. Town and all that sort of stuff. You know, I'd probably agree.
Troll Hunter, you know, and stuff like that. And it was kind of, I was like, oh, and then they did go back to just like, oh, it's just a, you know, an episode of the week. And I was like, ah, an uptick again. Like, yeah. You know, but it was fine to do like, you know, Imagination Land, a 3-part thing. Perfect. You know what I mean? Fit that in the end of your season.
Yeah.
Great. Like,
there was the Coon, like 3-part and all that sort of stuff. You know, to a lesser extent.
Yeah. It got a bit too much there. No, I still think like some of the old classic ones, they still have some of the funniest stuff.
Honestly, the one. Did you see the one where it's like Randy does OnlyFans and.
No.
There's one, and it's like before, it's one of the new specials, and it's like, I think it's the Cred one, and it's like the entire episode, Randy is just bottomless, just his dick is out, the entire, sitting in a chair and trying to make money off OnlyFans and trying to figure out why it's not working for him and all this, but it's just like, and they have an explicit like this, due to the erotic nature of the show, it's not suitable for kids. And I'm like, that's weird, because it's always not suitable for kids. But I'm like, oh, this really isn't suitable.
But like, that was the thing. When they made, much like Homer, you know, they made Randy the main character.
Mm.
You know, it like it was like a rocket ship.
Yeah.
And then they kind of, I don't know what
that's
they...
That's true, actually,
like,
isn't it?
They kind of commented on one of the specials where it's like, they kind of went too far with it. You know, like, he's like the weed farmer and like... Credigree weed and you know, he's like, I used to be a scientist. And I always think back to like the like there's a couple of them like creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche.
And it's like then like the shake weight.
Yeah.
Oh, an old fashioned. Oh thanks, Sharon. Like,
sure.
He's like, you don't want to cook anymore? Like, no, that's stupid. There's the testicles one, like,
like they have classic ones. Like.
And I always think of the Bat Dad.
Yeah,
you know,
prepared to be Bat Daddy. But like, so like that's got like, you know, that's obviously been going for so long, and like, now the longest weekly or no, the longest. Running sitcom at the minute is or what's the
it's
title
Always Sunny.
Always Sunny has
it is the long the like longest running as in most seasons like live action sitcom
live action and I seen like because you sent me a thing there of
sent you a couple on them like first of all I was like it's a joke right
I thought so Rob McElhenney has officially changed his name to Rob Mac right
and this fucking guy like
I'm like because he's been LA-ified for a long time anyway. You know what I mean? Like he could he's LA now ingrained. You can see it in him. But he was always quite self-aware of like, I know I am, but I am now. Yeah. You know, like that sort of vibe. In fact, him and Glenn are probably you know, Glenn's probably...
He's a bit more psychotic. Glenn's a bit more closer to Dennis Reynolds than he would like to realize.
Oh my God, there's like a hair in the difference between Glenn and Dennis Reynolds. Yeah. But so then I seen the thing you sent me.
Charlie just threw his thing over to the side. Like,
yeah. But so McElhenney was saying that his...
He released a video.
Yeah, basically saying like, true. He's like, is it a bit douchey? Sure. Yeah. And... but basically, it's like,
so, I tell you what, South Park, if they have any, you know,
do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's 7 minutes or 7 days to air or whatever. That's and, the perfect
that's
thing.
That's the big thing with South Park, yeah, as well, is that they only
finger
they,
on the pulse.
They could get an episode out in 7 days. Yeah. Like, but the, I thought, I mean, why at this stage?
Like, who fucking care? Like, nobody, the only one talking about it is you. Like,
yeah.
You know?
It's like, finally, all right, I'm going to talk about it. Like, sorry, we were all just getting on with our lives.
Yeah, what are you talking about? And like Ryan Reynolds is directing it behind the camera. No, Rob, you gotta be more breaking the fourth wall. Come on, bigger yeah, guy, you know?
That's like, basically it. And I seen a quote tweet today of like, you know, Ryan Reynolds, he has Ryan Reynolds' cadence all over him now.
What did I see? Like the Reynolds symbiote has yeah, taken yeah, control, yeah, like, you know?
So like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I hear a lot of people saying, oh, I hate that he's associated with Ryan Reynolds. And
are you too?
I don't necessarily like it, but I don't think he's that much different to me. He's always kind of been that I've known.
Yeah,
as...
I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week, but like on the heels of you being like, you know, he's a bit self-aware or whatever, and it's like this, and then then him try, like less than a week later, I was like, well, what the fuck, like, and then yeah, like then him putting the video up, being like, oh, well, I am aware of it. I'm like, yeah, but like...
I know.
You're through the looking glass.
It's a Hollywood problem.
Yeah.
Really, isn't
you know,
it?
It's, I heard now, here's something. You know, I don't take pleasure in it. Mm-hmm. But like, he was supposed to direct the Minecraft movie. Did you hear about
was
that?
Was he? No.
He got...
Rob McElhenney was?
Yeah.
Rob Mack?
Yeah, Rob Mack was supposed to be doing it a few years ago. He was lined up and then... He got kicked out of it or whatever. They went with somebody else.
Yeah.
And then he's been pumping the money into Wrexham. But apparently it's like taking a lot of his money and his return on investment is
Wrexham
not...
Wrexham is?
Yeah, it's not huge.
Isn't that though, like, I read something recent... Not recently, actually. The opposite of recently, ages ago. Sort of basically saying that, like, there is no money in football ownership.
The money is the sale. You yeah, buy to sell.
Like, you don't buy a football club to make...
To turn a profit,
a quick profit or anything like that. So, like, you're really pouring money down well, a hole. Like,
yeah, but, like, they've got that brand going for them now. Like,
it's got to be worth, I mean, 100x what it was before they...
Yeah, they've put so much into it, they need to sell it.
Mm.
You know, and there's...
But to be fair, like, do you look at them and think, like... Because I'm from an outsider, like, they got promoted again. Fucking hell, look at them.
I don't look at it as if, like, Chelsea, you know what I mean?
No, I don't either. But people are calling them that, like, oh, it's just pumping the money in.
No, but, it is. But, like, it's not, you're not going out and buying, you know, Balotelli or, you know,
yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
like, oh, this guy played Premier League ball. It's like, James McLean is their, like, yeah, most expensive player,
yeah, yeah,
their captain, like, you know. And I like that they've pumped a lot of stuff into the community. I know it's all part of the propaganda or whatever, but... If you know, it gives people there a sense of pride, and like Rob Mack does seem to really get emotional when you know they're doing it and stuff like
and
that.
And they seem to do it right. I get the impression that Ryan Reynolds has taken a lot of Rob Mack's lead, and that like I don't see him driving a lot of it. You know what I mean?
See him, but like he's got like 10 other things going on. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like he owns a fucking.
Nice.
Like a mobile company, you know what I mean? Like he owns Mint Mobile. Like he bought them when they were nothing. He bought them like when they were going bankrupt, and now they're.
Know
like,
what's going on there with him? You know what I mean?
Something sinister. Hey, I see. Yeah, speaking of sinister, I see P. Diddy got acquitted.
Got off.
Yeah, but he could still face up to 20 years in jail.
So what? So I just seen. I was passing the TV today, and I just seen Diddy acquitted of racketeering or something, or
racketeering. And
what is racketeering?
Great question.
I don't know.
Racketeering is the Sopranos. What they did for their money, you know what I mean? Like
intimidation, like hustling.
Yeah, and like, you know, no-show jobs, all
we'll
that
do
kind
this
of stuff.
And make sure that happens. Yeah. If you don't do this, this will happen.
All
that sort
that
of
stuff.
Thing. Right,
like
it's, right.
Just call it the mob or mafia, whatever you
right.
want. You know?
Mafia-related
yeah,
activities.
Like RICO is like the thing where you can charge everybody involved in the racketeering conspiracy.
Does the or in RICO stand for
I
racketeering?
Think it does.
Hey.
I think it does.
What do you think the other ones? I'm
intimidation.
What, I'm great.
Criminal.
No, hang on. No, hang on. Oh, that probably isn't. No. Yeah, organization? No.
Criminal organization.
Racketeering, intimidation. Is that it? Do you know that for a fact?
No, I don't. Here, okay. All right. Here, I'll pull it up and you have a
okay.
guess.
Okay. I pride myself on
knowing your acronyms.
Knowing my acronyms.
Okay. What does RICO stand for?
RICO. Racketeering. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So is or racketeering?
Racketeer.
Okay.
So it's the RICO Act. Okay.
So racketeer is I intimidation?
No.
Okay. Racketeering is
no, it's racketeer. So it's,
yeah, whatever.
It's the RICO Act. So it's not racketeering. It's racketeer. And it will make sense once I tell it to you.
Tell me what it is, I'll never get it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act.
Oh, so mob act.
Yeah, yeah, essentially. Yeah. I mean,
God damn.
They use that in The Dark Knight, like the RICO Act.
And
he's like, how he kind of wants to like rope up everybody in that.
So he
got off that, but he and sex trafficking, he got off as well, but he also got done for some other sex.
So he got done
yeah.
for something.
But not all of it. So it said like maximum 20 years in prison. But like,
pretty good for him.
Pretty good for him. He'll be dead. I'm surprised he's still alive now, to be honest. Like,
do you think he'll hide away now and just be gone out of the limelight forever? Or is he going to come back and be like, everyone who was against me. You know.
Now check out this sick new beat.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't.
Hey Shaq, where are you? Like nobody in the video with him. Like
he said he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, he called it.
That was my theme song for
what a
beer,
song.
Beer pong doubles. Me and friend of the pod, Paul Egan. We wore those big white t-shirts. Obnoxious.
You can see the pictures.
White, yeah.
Headbands.
Yeah, headbands. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Great times.
Oh, I mean, they're all fucking get off. That's the thing.
Speaking of bangers, because I don't want to dwell on too much. Glastonbury was on
okay.
the weekend, right? Did you see any of it?
No, I just seen your man Bob Villain, whoever this guy is.
Never heard of him before yesterday.
Me neither.
Or Saturday. What a legend.
Do you know what, Ray? Can I say something?
Sure.
I agree with the sentiment, but do you find it surreal that even if it is justified that someone is chanting death to these people and everyone's like, yeah, death to these people. And they're like,
they're in the rebellion, Andy.
But I mean, like, I agree with the sentiment.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just the whole thing just is so.
People are fed up with governments and, you know, people
doing nothing.
Not talking about this
yeah.
shit. Like, you know.
You look at and kneecap and all that.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what happened. Was like, kneecap, we're on the feed and it cut away.
I heard
them. And they changed it to Bob Villain. Thinking this will be
oh did they
the alternative and then he's like death to the idea yeah.
Okay well yeah, that well yeah, that changes
yeah,
everything
yeah
get so the ribbon like, ready that's great
yeah
I mean I love the fact that it backfired on them and I think they chanted it or they were overplaying like booze or something
they're piping in
they tried to pipe yeah. in and show other footage and all this like yeah,
it's
mad like, shit like
it's propaganda gone
like,
wild like
proper propaganda
hey.
There
was a woman who put the whole kneecap thing on TikTok and
oh,
it got
great.
Like 17 million views or something like more than Dua Lipa got last year or something
right.
like on the iPlayer. It got more views on like her TikTok.
What's in it for them to not show kneecap and just whatever they want to say?
Because it's all part like they've charged, you know, Mokara with the terrorist act of, you know,
for saying shit on stage.
Yeah, like. At Coachella.
Like,
because he's from Northern Ireland. And that's...
What was the charge?
The charge is a terrorist act. And I think he said something about... it was related to Hamas. And basically condemning Israel. I don't have the actual verbiage in front of me. But, yeah. Then it was kind of like, well...
But isn't everybody saying that?
Nobody's saying it. Not the way... on that platform. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's saying, like, calling, like, you know, Netanyahu a war criminal and stuff like that. Like, these are using
No one's actually saying it as it actually is.
Yeah. Like, these are using their platform for good, you know?
Is that what? Is that why Gary Lineker left?
That was because
he was outspoken against it in a similar vein. And again, the BBC didn't like it.
Because they're the government, you know, broadcasting, you know?
Wow.
But there was some good shit on it. Did you happen to see Pulp?
I did not. I didn't see anything of it.
Oh, did you not?
No.
Oh, like Pulp.
They good?
Fucking incredible, man. And here's a molten hot take for you. Because I know you don't like when I put them in here. When I put them in next to your buddies from Manchester Oasis.
Go on. You're not going to tell me Pulp are a better band than Oasis.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say Oasis have not got anything that compares to Common People. I think Common People is better than anything Oasis have ever done, Andy.
Oh, I don't agree with that. I mean, that is a boiling hot take.
Molten.
Yeah. You know, you said it the other day. By the way, I've got a molten hot take. I actually laughed at just the idea.
Burned by the molten lava. I think it is. And they played it. And
I could give you five Oasis songs better than Common People.
Try me.
Live Forever.
No.
Okay, well.
It doesn't make me feel
subjective, but I'm telling you,
doesn't make me feel
like Common People. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
and he was playing it there, and I was like, I wanted to fucking climb into the TV and go
even
crazy.
Pulp have better songs than Common People.
Common People is their apex, my friend.
Let's say Live Forever.
No,
Rock and Roll Star.
Definitely
most of the stuff on the first album, to be honest. Some might say. I wasn't even going to say that.
Definitely
some
not.
Some might say.
Definitely not.
Champagne Supernova.
0 for 4.
Hello?
0 for 5. Definitely.
I'm not thinking straight. Yeah. Hang on. Slide Away, of course, is there.
Of course not.
Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Definitely not.
Absolute classic.
Definitely not.
Like, I know what one I'd love to hear live way more.
Yeah. Classic. You're fucking rattling. You're rattling. Yeah.
There's loads. Yeah. Like, I could give you. I mean, I would put 20 Oasis songs ahead of Common People.
Well,
but
you'd be wrong.
Oh, sorry, I thought. Yeah,
okay.
Well, I mean, Common People's great, like, but
you say that now.
No disrespect to Common People, but like, you're putting it up against like some pretty heavy hitters there.
Is it?
You're saying it's a molten hot take for a reason because it's gonna be
because it's not the popular opinion right now. Wait till you see them when they get back on stage and he's stinking up the place.
They came. I seen the thing of Cigarettes and Alcohol look fucking amazing. Yeah. Now it looked like they had zero chemistry at all on stage, and it's a pure money grab, but. Sounded
people
good.
People are saying. So that's my molten hot take. I know he was fucking class. I saw Franz Ferdinand, who I have seen live. Mm. They brought out Peter Capaldi. You know Peter Capaldi?
No.
Doctor Who himself.
Oh.
You know, the Scottish.
Yeah.
He sang.
I'm thinking David Tennant. No.
David Tennant, but the kind of similar, kind of older. I tell you what. Remember we watched the Suicide Squad movie, and he was the guy. The bald guy with all the shit in his head.
Yeah.
It's Doctor Who in the loop.
What's he coming out on stage for?
He's like, the original Capaldi, Peter Capaldi. And they came out and they played Take Me Out.
Thank me.
Fucking incredible.
We scoffed at that back in the day.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at him like, it's incredible how the tonal change in the song. Like, you know, they start like, so if you're lonely, and then like, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, what I wouldn't give to have something like that just released into the ether, here, into the ecosystem. Take this song, like.
And digest it, consume it.
Yeah, like, and it was, I mean, just like, oh, we never knew how good we had it. Like, that whole.
I do agree
with that.
That
whole
pop. Pop rock.
Pop rock, yeah, you know, like, or. Popular.
I wish I liked
indie
the Libertines
rock.
More back in the day. I love the Libertines now.
Yeah, they're all right. Like,
I like.
They have a couple that like really do it for me.
Yeah,
but like you know,
they'd be.
I had that Franz Ferdinand album, and like that's pretty solid.
Mm.
You know,
you were a big Modest Mouseman.
I sure was.
Back in the
fucking
day,
fucking hell.
Never get into that.
Good news for people who love bad news.
That's an album, is it?
Sure is.
Yeah, that like early 2000s.
Indie rock,
yeah.
Popular indie rock, shall we say. you know, it was, you know, every other week there was a band popping up. Here's the Hives, here's the Vines.
The Something.
The Strokes.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, go. They're over here making wacky stuff.
Who do you think was the best of that era?
Strokes.
Yeah, right.
Like pretty conclusively.
Yeah.
Like, no, is this it? Is like...
Oh.
You know, I mean, that's like a 10 out of 10 album.
Like. It is. And it's timeless as well. It's like, you'd hear other stuff and you'd be like, oh, I'm back in that time or yeah. whatever. Like, whereas you could play Is This It in like 1974, 2001,
yeah.
2036, and it'll still sound like, as original and fresh.
Like, Last Night sounds like it was made, you know, in the 70s. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. so many great songs yeah. on that. Hey, speaking of great songs, Terry.
Yes.
Now, you've hit me, as we discussed at the start of the episode, mm-hmm. with some bangers. Skangers.
Ska.
Ingers.
Gers.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Ska.
I preferred one. King.
Yeah, you're not emphasizing the ka.
Can we get the bangers for Andy tune, please?
It's bangers for Andy? I thought you had a banger for me first.
Oh, I do! Oh, shit!
I thought that's who you were leading me to.
Yeah, okay, hang on. What did I give you again? Yes, okay. Jesus, thanks for reminding me.
Jefferson,
okay.
Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, okay, so here's bangers for Terry, first of all.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. It's bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you give me? Ooh, wee. So, we are both obviously big Crosby, Stills, and Nash and various affiliates fans.
Yeah.
They had a song on their first album called Wooden Ships. Here's a bit of it here. Say, can I have some of your purple berries? Yes, I've been eating them since 7 weeks now. I haven't got sick once. But Mickey was first alive. Wooden ships. On the water, very free and easy. Easy, you know the way it's supposed to be. Silver on the shoreline, let us be. Talking about very free and easy. So amazing song written by Crosby, Stills, and Paul Kantner from Jefferson Airplane. And Jefferson Airplane had a version on their 1969 classic Volunteers. Or was it 68? One of those. And
68, you idiot.
And so they have their version of the song. And I was curious to know what you thought of it and what you thought was better. And I will say, Cards on the Table, I heard this song before I heard Crosby, Stills, and Nash, this one. But here is the Jefferson Airplane version, and then we'll see what Terry thinks of it. You must try some of my purple berries. I've been eating them for 6 or 7 weeks now. Haven't got sick once. Probably keep us both alive. First of all, I mean, love the theme of it all, of like, you know, the apocalypse is here and you're kind of scurrying around trying to survive. What did you think of the version and how does it compare to the CSN version?
When I first heard it, I was like, oh, this, like at the start, I was like, this is my shit. Like, oh, is this better? You know, immediately, that was my first thought.
Ooh.
And then as it kind of went along, I was like, you're kind of losing me a little bit.
And it goes on for a
back half of it, I was like, what I do always appreciate about Jefferson Airplane is the female vocals that are so... unique, you know, like her voice.
You just hear, in the background.
I like it a lot.
You really liked the first half and you didn't really like the second half.
Yeah, I like it a lot. And, you know, I'm in the bag for them, Jefferson Airplane.
What's that mean? You like them?
Yeah, I like them. Yeah. But I also like Jefferson Starship. You know what I mean? Like,
and we can build this dream together.
I mean, that's, you know, that's, it's a classic, you know, like, it'd be more Jane, you know,
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Jane.
I'm not that familiar with Jefferson Starship.
They're poppy, like, you know. Yeah. And then it became
Starship.
It was
the 80s kind of
one. We built this city.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, they've really gone through a lot of changes.
Yeah, you know.
What I liked about the...
So they're completely different when they're airplane.
Airplane, yeah.
Know? Somebody to love is...
yeah.
You know, Jim... I don't know
White
if it's...
Rabbit and...
Yeah, White Rabbit is great. It's not a very re-listenable song, like, you know.
No, it's not really.
If it comes on... If I was sitting in a house and that came on, I'd be like, ooh, you know, like...
Here we go.
Yeah, like, whereas Somebody to Love, like... I don't know if it's just Jim Carrey doing the heavy lifting from Cable Guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, your eyes, they make your eyes when you look at me.
Yeah.
Like, tears running.
Yeah, true.
But I like this one, but, and then I listen to CSN and I'm just like, there's something about like, down, 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 and like, yeah, like the guitar is like, it's talking to you? If that makes any sense, like, you know?
That's kind of where it gets let down.
It's like reaching out to you.
Do you know, I think vocally I prefer the Jefferson Airplane version, but musically I prefer. Like, I really like, you know, the way in the CSN version where it's like, I've been eating them for 6 or 7 weeks now. Probably keep us both alive.
Yeah.
And whereas in Jefferson Airplane, probably keep us both alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like,
they do
proper,
have that, like,
it's really different, like.
Otherworldly,
yeah, that's kind of
thing.
What it is. You know?
Whereas, I don't know,
Crosby, Stills, and Nash, that particular song. Now they're not always down the line, but that's a bit more down the line. You know, what
do
I
you
mean?
Think so?
I think so. Like, I mean, it's still like
it's not
a
like,
very.
It's not Our House, or it's not
no,
you know,
Jesus.
Teach Your Children.
It's not a Nash
like,
song.
Which, yeah, no, they're the anthems. You know, they're the ones that's gonna make them the money, and then like you get Crosby
doing the mad shit.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. But I'm glad that you've heard it when I said that.
Thanks for putting me onto it, because I thought it was...
It's a great album, by the way. If you're interested in that album, this isn't the first three songs on that album, and they'll be instant playlist
edition.
Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Particularly The Farm. You like The Farm.
We've done one banger. Why not another?
Why not more?
Why not another five?
Bangers for Andy?
It's bangers, it's bangers, it's bangers for Andy. It's bangers, it's bangers, it's bangers for Andy. Fuck you, Four Eyes.
Thanks, T.
Yeah. So, Andy, do you want to get into the old playlist?
Yes, I do. Let me open it up here.
So, I put two real big fish on it. The second one was just a little, you know. Mm-hmm. Listen to that there. We don't need to talk about it.
Okay.
It's a little Bono track. Well, I wanted to kick it off. So this is, it's 90s to a point. Or just kind of like happy ska dancey music. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A lot of it is, you know, late 90s. I put The Specials in there, which is slightly, that's 80s, but it's...
I think it's a 90s, it's from a 90s song.
Compilation,
but oh, was it from an
yeah, like, but that would, Specials would have been 80s, and like it's a version, it's just like a higher version of like I've seen Toots and the Maytals perform that like version that's very slow,
yeah,
and it's just like you know, your pressure drop, you're swaying, whereas that one is like you're gonna dance, you're gonna get up and party.
And how have you gotten so into ska?
I was just, you know, it was my vibe. I true osmosis, I guess. But like, it was kind of like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, they'd be on American shows that I'd be watching. I'm like, I really like this music. You know what I mean? Like, I got into Real Big Fish because one of that song, Sell Out, that I put on it, which we'll get to, was on the FIFA, one of the FIFA game soundtracks. And I was like, this is, and it's like incredible, like on the like menu. And I was like, man, like, I just remember
they,
like,
had good music
back when they had it. It's like, I just remember being there like, this is great, like, what is this? I'll just sit here listening to the menu.
Oh,
like,
wait a minute before I take forever just, doing your team manager.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but I wanted to kick it off with a, you know, pretty stalwart, you know. For me, when you talk about 90s ska, you got to talk about these guys. The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Yeah.
And
I was hoping they'd be on it.
Fastball down the middle, you know. The impression that I get, their biggest hit. I could have given you a bit of like, where did you go?
So let me hear a little bit of it to remind myself. Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No. All right.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
It's good.
I thought it was the best chorus out of the lot.
Yeah.
So I thought it was, I mean, instantly, I would add this to my rotation.
They have a few that you should maybe try.
It's Everything I Want in, and I've liked a couple of Boston's. I wouldn't know them now, but like back in the day when I dabbled, I was like, there's one or two that I liked, but it was like, it's exactly what I want from my ska. There's a lot of punk in there.
The 90s ska is very punk adjacent, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a big, you know, sing-along chorus, ska beat,
I
you
never
know, trumpets.
Had to knock on wood.
Yeah, I really, really liked that one. I was like, okay. It's like, this is going to be good.
I think I maybe first stumbled across this watching an episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Ah,
you know, one of those course. Where it's like, I think it was the episode where she got turned into the doll, her like niece.
Oh yeah,
and there was a guy, the old guy there that got turned into the teddy bear.
Mm.
And I heard it there and I was like, ooh, I like that song. Is that now only how many years later where you can actually be like, I can find what that song was.
Yeah,
and it's on my phone and I can listen to it whenever
how,
I want.
How easy is it to search for songs now?
LimeWire this, I think I had my mini disc player back when I was like starting college.
That's a good walking song. You know
yeah.
Okay, next.
Next is Save Ferris.
Nobody But Me.
Their biggest hit is a cover of Come On Eileen.
I heard it. I listened
did
to
you
it
like
today.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
I was very tempted to go with it. And
I do love... I could do a whole episode on punk covers. I do
the
love
whole,
punk covers.
All these ska guys. It's like,
yeah, it's like a rite of passage.
99 Red Balloons.
Yeah.
You know, there's loads of them there. Like.
Or even the Take On Me. At
yeah,
the end.
Yeah.
But this one, I think, is from from what I could see on Spotify. This is the same album that
yeah, there's their only on. Real album. Like
now,
Save Ferris, of course, named after the movement in the Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Bueller.
Movie. Yeah. Never seen, have you?
No, I haven't. Would you believe?
I would believe it. You were the one for me. I let my ego bring this down, and that's what blinded me. Life is crazy when you don't know what you've done. And I'm a fool to think that there could be someone else when I know there's no other one. I said, baby, what are you doing?
Didn't do it for me as much this one. Now, nothing wrong with women, all right?
But
she was a bit too. There were like I was thinking like they're probably a seminal band in the ska scene. Her voice was a bit too. Her voice was very 80s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I quite liked that. You know, like almost like Heart or something.
Mm.
Like it didn't necessarily. It wasn't gritty enough, or it didn't have as much the attitude that I wanted. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It didn't give me what I wanted. Now I did like it when it kind of slowed down. I kind of went, it was a bit of a tempo change. I was like, oh, okay, like I'm in the car, my head's bobbing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what ska is, you know what
it's
I mean?
There's a head bobbing moment in all of these songs.
But like, I was tempted to maybe put some of the early No Doubt stuff on. I don't know if you're a fan.
I would have lapped that shit up.
Really?
To be honest, yeah.
Because
I forgot until you said that they were originally
ska.
I'd love to have heard that, actually.
So I was thinking about it early, and then I was like, you know what though, that's not being true.
This is your list, you know what I mean?
Ferris was, you know, if I was making a list, I would put Mighty Mighty Boston's or Real Big Fish. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, some less than Jake in there as well, sure, but like
diversify.
and I do like them. I like that album quite a bit. Like, so
I could see that there's something there, but this one wasn't quite.
I mean, Come On Eileen, I think, is a really good version.
Yeah, their version of it. Again, I listened to kind of half of it, but it was after I'd heard this, so I was like, I'm already in the mindset of like, I don't like this, but what's this all about? Next. Less Than Jake. This is the only one I'd heard.
All right, okay.
All my best friends are metalheads. This is a big one back in the punk scene that I circled in my late
punk pop
late teens.
Don't you think it's strange that there's a way of how you looked and how you act and how you think? Pretend they're not the same as you. Don't you think it's strange that there's a way of how you looked and how you act and how you think? And pretend they're not the same as you.
I liked it. You know what? I really like the verses. I think the chorus is a bit one note, or it's a bit. The chorus is okay.
Yeah.
I really like the verses.
The music is for me. Really,
yeah, the music was great. It was a classic. Like, I had heard this one. I did already like it. It's probably the only Less Than Jake song.
This was the one that I was like, this will be like crossing the divide. The most. I'll give him that.
Yes, like, that's what it was.
But it still has the horns.
Yeah.
You gotta have those horns.
It felt surreal listening to a list that you had given me, and there's so much punk in it, and I was just like, yes.
Yeah, but it's not.
And I know you like punk,
and it's
like,
not. But it's not like little whinge
it's
punk.
Not little whinge snap boys. No,
these are men.
They are men.
And a kegger. Thinking,
that's why.
You're high school, and I'm college.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know,
these guys have beat up the pop.
Yeah,
punkers,
it's like, and then crack a beer.
But yeah, I really like this one.
Les and Jake are they're good. They're not the tippy top for me.
Yeah,
but they're good.
They were a band that I think I probably pretended to like more than I did.
If you knew who they were back then,
yeah,
it's a bit of a like status.
Yeah,
yeah, you like Less Than Jake? Wow.
Yeah, there's a few bands that I really wished that I liked more, as much as I said I liked, like NoFX.
If you showed up in a NoFX hoodie,
like, this guy knows his stuff.
Got some cred right there.
I used to have a Pennywise T-shirt. There was a punk band called Pennywise. I'd really like to get into the Descendants because. My man Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 talks about them ad nauseum, about how they really
them
shaped
and aliens,
etc. But you know, all these sort of bands where I'm like, oh, if only I actually liked proper punk. The closest I probably got was like AFI, if you remember them.
Yeah, I do remember.
But
them,
now, like. I know now. To be fair, I think you came in at the when they veered a
but
bit
like,
more
if
commercial.
You, if, yeah, but if you like the punk stuff that probably influenced them.
Oh, I'd love to. Hit you with an AFI.
No, but like, you know, 80s punk is probably what they're, you know, talk like, oh, these are the guys, like, when we were 10, we were listening to them.
Yeah.
That really got, whereas 80s punk with us is kind of like, no.
Doesn't do it for me at all.
Not at all.
I remember I actually got a Stiff Little Fingers album.
I was just going to say Stiff Little Fingers.
When I was 12, because in High Fidelity, they played a song. I was like, who's that? Stiff Little Fingers or whatever. And I was like, oh, I like that. And then I played the album. I was like, don't like it.
It's too much.
All right, next.
Specials.
Oh, pressure, oh, yeah, pressure's gonna drop on you. I
a bop.
It is a fucking bop. The Specials are an amazing, amazing band.
The music was excellent. Possibly the best music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In terms of like, for a good it portion of the song, I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. Let me like, just but play the, it again. Like,
hang on. Like, first of all, that right there, yeah. Like.
Now, hang on. Let's hear it. All right. I'll go for it. Oh. Hey.
So, like, I don't know if you know the Specials.
I don't really. It kind of made me want to do that Russian dance where you kind of hey, kicking the legs out.
Specials, like, message to you, Rudy, you know? Stop you messing around.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Like, they're. There's a great song. I have it on one of the playlists called Friday Night, Saturday Morning.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's just like. Ba-ba, and it's like, it's all about going out Friday night. Coming out, getting pissed. He's like, I wish I had lipstick on my shirt instead of piss stains on my shoes. I go out on Friday night.
What's that?
I come home on Saturday. Yeah, like, completely different to that.
Yeah.
Like, completely different to that. But they're like.
It's kind of like the Madness.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, in terms of like that like 80s ska.
It's
like,
Brit 80s ska. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, as opposed to what I've kind of given you mostly there is like a 90s American,
yeah,
you know, punk ska. But like that, good. I put that in there because it is kind of the closest that they have to what I was thinking of, right, the 90s style. You know, like you got the fucking,
yeah,
the bop going there. It's, you know, Madness you could have put on there, but like, you, we all know the Madness that we grew, yeah, up listening to. Like,
you're trying to change me here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, next.
Last one.
If I may.
Yeah.
Real Big Fish. Let me just play this one again.
FIFA. And then you listen to this fucking lick right here. It's just a party. Let's have a fucking party, man.
That is the best. Like, I've been singing that in my head all day.
Yeah. Just sliding down the hall like
that trombone or whatever it is. Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. All the horns, man. You gotta have the brass section.
It's punky. It's fun.
It's a great message. And you're gonna go to the record store.
Yes.
You're gonna give them all your money. Radio says what they want you to hear.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. Sell out with me. Oh, yeah. Sell out. And like, how would I say it? FIFA, I heard that song. And then like, Basketball. They were the band for the Milwaukee Beer.
Oh, were they?
It was the band when the stadium, when they play their song Beer. And then they do Take On Me in the movie as well. And that's kind of where I was like, because I was such a huge basketball fan.
Yeah, so was I.
And they have like 3 or 4 songs in that album. And I was
very good.
You know, downloading all the select cuts off LimeWire back at the time, like, you know.
Do you know?
Had that album as well. Like, it was, it's good.
You know what I liked about that was like, something's happening every 20 seconds. You know what I mean? Song's changing like seven times.
With
me,
oh yeah. So that's like, yeah. Bob, with me tonight.
But this was such a listenable playlist.
Yeah,
I have to say. I have a ranking system.
Oh yeah, hit me.
If I may. So in last place, with a 5 out of 10, Save Ferris. Mm-hmm. Then number four would be the Specials.
Oh,
with a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Less Than Jake, I would give a 7 out of 10 as well. At number three, I would put Real Big Fish.
Ooh.
With an 8. Number two, and the Boss Tones with an 8.5, I'd say. Just
Boss Tones are a little bit more dangerous than the rest.
Yeah, you know, like, what I mean? You know, I put them as number
one. It's his voice. He sounds like he smokes 20 Marlboro Red.
You know, I felt I feel cooler listening to the Boss Tones.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I would recommend, because I was only watching Clueless there again recently, and like they're in it. The band, they're playing a concert
in it.
And I was like, oh, that was, I gotta fucking listen to them again, like, you know.
Who did are the Dropkick Murphys, are they ska?
No, they're more like trad Irish rock, like that's like, when we get there, when we get to the Departed, because it's official, we have a new poll winner for our Patreon miniseries, which you can join us over there for a low fee of €5 a month. Next miniseries of our 90s movie star poll. The winner was the one and only Matt Damon.
Hey,
so you know, we're gonna
thanks
be covering
for voting, guys.
I've got the movies here.
You got the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna go Rounders.
Okay.
Which is
haven't seen it.
Excellent. You like poker?
Love it.
Great. Talented Mr. Ripley.
Great. Haven't seen it.
It's incredible.
Great.
Born Identity.
Brilliant. You know, I've seen it and I fucking loved it. I don't remember a thing about it.
Excellent. So. You're just like Jason Bourne. The Departed.
Again, seen it once. Loved it.
Have you only seen that film once?
I know. This is one of these ones that I feel like
you, 30 times. Like
you quote it like as often like as I'd quote, like, it's like Goodfellas, or whatever. It's like The Departed. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm lost on that one. I don't follow you on that one. Yeah.
You've watched Casino, which at times can be a bit of a slog, way more times than The Departed.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I've seen it once. So, great.
The Informant.
Okay, don't know
which is a Soderbergh joint.
Oh.
They're, you know, good buddies. True Grit, which is a Coen Brothers movie.
Okay.
Plays second lead in it, but I want to show you his range.
I'm going to hate that already, I'll tell you that.
Nah, it's fucking good, man. And The Martian, which is the big Oscar play.
I did see it.
All right, okay.
A couple of years ago. I did really like it.
Okay.
But I'd happily watch it again.
And then I was going to give you the coveted 8th pick.
Do you have options?
I mean, you pick whatever you want. You can run by me, you know.
I'll think about that.
I was tempted to put Dogma back on, to do Dogma. I know we've seen it a bunch.
I'd love to see Dogma again.
I mean, we can do that if you want.
Is it trash?
It had a big thing this year because it was like...
You've seen my favourite movie when
25 years. 25 year and anniversary. And it's
Is it worth getting rid of The Martian? I've seen it recently-ish, like in the last...
Okay, well, we can...
Well, I mean, like, again, you know my memory.
I would like to have, maybe, we'll, if we get rid of The Martian, we'll put something from the latter part of his career in there as well.
Yeah, okay.
So, well, we'll figure it out.
I'm happy enough with The Martian.
It's a good group there. The reason why I had to say The Martian, it was like, he's the main star of it, and it made a fucking shit ton, and it got a bunch of Oscar noms. It was a big movie of 2015. I mean, he's the king of the cameo as well.
He's in it.
He's in that. He's in is a movie called No Sudden Move. He has another huge cameo in a movie that I don't want to spoil for you. But like, it's basically like, you want Matt Damon, if you're a friend of Matt Damon, like, yeah, I'll come in and do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he fucking kills. Like, he was in that... He was in that movie I sent, like, Driveway Dolls, the one Coen brother.
Oh, yeah.
About the lesbians on the road trip. And
He
shows up for like... 10 minutes at the end of that, I'm like, oh, there he is. Coming in to do his buddy a solid. It's just fucking great. He's great.
I'm happy to delve into Matt Damon's
fantastic
world.
Fantastic. Okay, so quickly then, let's do our plugs.
Folks, you can catch us on the socials, on Instagram, What's So Great About Pod, and TikTok, and What's So Great About Pod. On Instagram, you'll find links to everything we do, including They're Back in Business, Baby. Yo, you'll also find us on YouTube, by the way. Let me just cut myself off and log in. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. You'll be doing us a huge solid. We have video episodes up. They're available early on the Patreon, just like the episodes are available early. But otherwise, they're released the same day as the pod, so check us out there if you want to see what we're talking about as well. If we talk about music, I can't put them in because you know, copyright. But you'll find links to everything we do on our Instagram bio, including a link to said Patreon.
Yeah, and for the low fee, like I mentioned, you can come join us over there. We got tons of stuff from our back catalog. We've got What's So Great About the MCU? What's So Great About 90s Action Movies? What's So Great About Ryan Gosling? And What's So Great About Big Willie's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, along with our more recent episodes of What's So Great About the Films of Tony Scott. We got What's So Great About Heist Movies. We just are putting to bed our latest miniseries, What's So Great About the Films of 2007, with our last one, Michael Clayton. We're going to record that right now. And yeah, it's a good time. We've got a bunch of one-off episodes there as well. And if you subscribe, you can shape the pod. You can tell us what we want to talk about. We will most definitely cover it on the main feed there. Mm-hmm. But if you can't, give me €5 a month.
Drop dead.
Well,
all right.
Yeah. Well, if you can't do that, why don't you give me, don't drop dead. I want your listenership. You can give me a rating or a review. Now, Andy.
Yeah, T.
We talked about South Park.
Hmm. Where you go with this one?
Season 5 of South Park. Ooh,
the worst one yet.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Those four little boys of South Park.
That's even worse.
They would want you to give me a 5-star review. All right.
There he is.
Crash landed the plane. Geese got in the propeller, the engine, but I put it down in the Hudson.
Whoo! He's done it again, folks.
And until next week,
we love. I love you.
Big thanks for supporting the pod, and you get the big L from me behind the paywall. All right.
Goodbye. Bye.
All the things I've got to remember.